Hello, everybody. May 10th, 2021. We've got a workout today. If you're new to CrossFit Lynchpin, welcome. Maybe you're trying. This is a 30-day free trial. Hope you love it. Obviously, we hope you stick around the community. A lot of great people here all around the world. Think you'll enjoy yourself. If you've been a part of the community for quite some time, thank you for your continued support. And let's dive right in because today's workout's going to leave a mark. It is Lynchpin test number 5. All the tests can be found on our website, but this is test 5, and it's for time. Now, today we're giving you the option to do it not for time. I'll dive into that in a second, but traditionally, Lynchpin test 5, for time, 20 back squats at 225 pounds for men, 155 pounds for women, 2 miles of running, and then finally another 20 back squats at 225 pounds for men, 155 for women. So needless to say, a heavy day at a high heart rate, and absolutely use a squat rack. Absolutely. Last time we did this was November 20th, 2019. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app and check your data from that time. If you can't run wherever you are, you're going to do it on another piece of equipment. Other equipment conversions: replace the 2 miles of running with 9,600 meters on the Echo Bike, assault bike, on the Echo Bike or the assault bike. I got a typo here. Or the Schwinn Airdyne, 4,000 meters on the Concept 2 rower, or 4,000 meters on the Concept 2 ski erg, or 8,000 meters on the Concept 2 bike erg. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing this workout prescribed, here's what I would say. Let's say that the workout of the day, you was just get in a great warm-up and then do one set of 20 back squats at that prescribed loading. 225 for men, 155 for women. There's no 2 mile run afterwards. There's no second set of 20 back squats. It was just, can you do 20 with proper form and safely? If the answer is yes, if I had nothing else going on the day, I could do that. You're probably in the neighborhood where pursuing the prescribed workout makes good sense for you. Of course, the decision to scale is a personal decision, but I'll try to give you as much information as possible to aid you with that. If right off the bat you're like, oh no, I couldn't do a set of 20 unbroken, even if that was the only thing I had to do, I'd stay away from the prescribed workout. Now, just because maybe you have the capacity, if the only thing you had to do is 20 back squats at that loading to do it unbroken, doesn't mean that you should. I'm here to tell you, I could do that one set of 20 unbroken, but that would not be the most intelligent thing for me to do in this workout. Again, there's no need to do it unbroken. That I would probably either do that first set of 20 back squats as 10-5-5, or maybe even 4 sets of 5 right off the get-go. So breaking it up can be a good call. No, I forgot to say something. My apologies. So today is Monday, first day of the week. If you are brand new to Lynchpin, I talk about everything that we're going to do in the day's training, but in order to set the groundwork as to what I'm going to talk about, you should pause this video and watch the other video associated with today's training entitled New to Lynchpin? Watch this first. So go watch that first, then come back and finish this video, and then everything I'm about to say from here on forward will make better sense to you. So go do that. All right, before I get into the, obviously we have a video of the back squat, before I get into the super fitness robot times and the more likely times, I'm going to give you my assessment of, if I was looking at this week's training in totality, how I would choose to modulate my intensity over the week. It's 5 days of training over the course of 7 days. It's 2 rest days. Unless you're a cyborg, you can't go at 100% for 5 days of training. It's unsustainable. You'll crash and burn. That's not what we want. We want you working out and feeling good for a long time. So when I, in general, for me, 5 days of training, I pick two of them that I'm going to attempt to pour some high intensity in, and then two of them I choose to be moderate intensity, shall we say, even to the lower side, low to moderate intensity. Then one's usually a dedicated heavy day, and I lift as appropriately heavy as I can that day based upon how my body's feeling. So when I look at this week's training in total, today I'm actually going to choose to not go for the gusto in this workout, not try to set a new PR. I'm just going to move at a moderate pace through today's workout. Because when I look at this week's training, tomorrow we've got Lynn coming up. I'm going to try to put a little wizard pepper into that workout personally. I'm going to really try to push the pace there. That's going to be one of the days that I push the gas pedal. On Wednesday in the EMOM, I'm not going to push the gas pedal. I'm just going to move my body. Thursday is a rest day. And then Friday, we've got an interval workout. I'm going to try to press the gas pedal on that day. And then Saturday is a heavy day. So I don't look at 5 days of training and say, I'm going to go hard and bonkers 5 days. That's not good. Then people burn out and blame CrossFit. And that's just a misunderstanding of modulating intensity. Now, you may look at the week and choose different days that you want to stomp the gas on. And that's okay. It's a personal decision. But stomping the gas in 5 days is not a good decision. Maybe you're really excited to retest linchpin test number 5, and so you're choosing to make one of your high-intensity days today. Again, totally good to go, and your call. But now back to my other document so I can keep talking here. Okay, once a week, if you'll notice, we give you the option to do the workout not for time. Obviously do it for time if you so desire, but we want people to be sustainable. And so once a week saying, hey, don't run the clock if you don't want to. Just move at whatever pace feels good and you'll be okay. People seem to enjoy being authorized to do that once a week and take advantage of it. With that being said, I want you to know that you can always feel authorized not to run the clock. If you're not feeling it, don't do it and just move at whatever pace makes sense to you. It's a great way to have a long, happy, healthy career in CrossFit. Okay, getting back to it. Data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. Super fitness robot time for men, 19 minutes and 27 seconds or less. Women, 20 minutes and 29 seconds or less. Then the more likely times for men, 23 minutes and 26 seconds or less. Women, 24 minutes and 41 seconds or less. And you might be a bit north of that as well. I mean, today's workout is no joke. 40 back squats at that loading and 2 miles of running. It's going to get your undivided attention. Okay, scaled options. The barbell loading is just not going to work for you. It's too heavy. You're not quite ready to run that far. We've got you covered. Here's one option. You can, of course, scale it more or less based upon what you need. Scaled option for time or not. 15 back squats, 135 for men, 95 for women, a 1.5 mile run, and then another 15 back squats at that same loading. Limited equipment option for time or not, 40 dumbbell squats. They're never shortchanged. The limited equipment crews always gets full benefit. 40 dumbbell squats, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, 2 mile run, and then another 40 dumbbell squats, and we've got a video showing the dumbbell squat. No equipment version for time or not, 80 air squats, 2 mile run, 80 air squats. That's going to get it done, and we've got a video showing the air squat. Okay, accessory work for the day, optional as always. 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans performed in as few sets as possible. Men with a 20-pound ball, women with a 14. We've got a video showing that. And then, if you've got double-unders, 200 double-unders in as few sets as possible, or 5 minutes of double-under attempts and practice. And we've got a video there also. Cool-down and stretching for the day. Cool-down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, frog stretch, and a foam roller for the back and lats. Of course, you can foam roll it down near your whole body. And each one of those has a video, and those stretches you'll hold for about 1 to 2 minutes. That's it. I hope you enjoyed test number 5. It's a fun little deal. I look forward to seeing everyone's comments, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.